This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
George Clooney has issued a damning call for Joe Biden to quit the US presidential race hours after senior Democrat Nancy Pelosi avoided questions about whether he should continue. So, should Joe Biden step aside as a result?
Gender, sexuality, and pop culture. There isn't much Lauren Rosewarne doesn't know. And if she doesn't, we'll make it up.
Good afternoon, Lauren Rosewarne.
Hello, Warren. Thanks for having me.
This was headlines this morning, even on Radio National. So what's the significance of George Clooney withdrawing support for Biden?
So George Clooney has been a long-time Democrat supporter, so that's the first part of the story. Uh-huh. So he's a high-profile Democrat supporter, and any high-profile celebrity, not only coming out against the president but writing an op-ed, is a significant thing. But the other big factor here is he's not just a supporter. He ran a fundraiser for Biden last month that raised $30-odd million for him. And the article reflects on that appearance where Biden made at the fundraiser, saying that Biden wasn't the man he was in the last election cycle and that the time has come to get out.
So, after we saw how Biden performed in the presidential debate, does this just confirm that, I suppose, there is there has been a change in Biden's, I don't know if we say cognitive performance or his health since, 2020?
I'm conflicted about answering this in a yes or a no way, because I think Biden has always not... For a long time, he has struggled with public speaking, right? He's got a stutter, which he's spoken about. He's also very prone to going off on tangents. He has always done this. The difference now is that every word he says is under the microscope. So just like, I don't know about you, but if I'm trying to, let's say cooking, if I'm cooking and someone's watching my every move, I'm going to stuff up. Anything, think about if someone's standing over your shoulder at the computer, suddenly you don't know how to use a computer, right? And I think that's part of this story. Yes, he probably should be at a point in his career where he's above that, but that added to the fact that he's, 81, 82 years old, makes it all the, bouncing back from this criticism much harder.
I believe the fundraiser, it brought in about $30 million, which was a record. I mean, that's a real turnaround for George Clooney to sort of be at a fundraiser that raises that amount and then turn around and say, well, you know what, no, I think you should step aside.
And obviously, George Clooney has made a calculated decision about writing this opinion piece. CNN this morning was reporting that Biden's team knew this opinion piece was coming. I mean, the piece itself, Clooney calls himself a friend of Biden's, and seemingly Biden's team begged Clooney not to publish. So Clooney, not a dumb man by any stretch of the imagination, has clearly decided that it is worth being on the outer with the Democrat Party, or at least, being in the bad books with Biden, is worth it to take that risk and to take a stance. Now, since you and I spoke about this topic last week, more House members and one senator have come out also calling for Biden to step down, but these are still only in the minority. You know, we've got 9 House members. There's something like 430 of them. It's not any kind of groundswell publicly.
Nancy Pelosi, the former House Speaker, said the time was running short for Joe Biden to decide whether to stay in the race.
But see, this thing about the decision, right? He says, I've decided, right? And this weird framing where she's saying he's got to make a decision and other people saying it's up to Biden to decide. Biden's team are trying to say, we have decided. There's not any kind of, I'm spending the weekend thinking about it. We have decided he is the candidate. But somehow there's this gaslighting going on that you've got to ignore everything else that's happening. And that's something that Clooney references in his piece. piece is the Democrats can't act like they do with Trump, the Republicans do with Trump, where they ignore all his sins and just, you know, worship the cult leader, that the Democrats need to be better than this and call out the bad performance of their leader and move on from him if necessary.
Does Nancy Pelosi, I mean, it's not as direct as what George Clooney has been, but does it carry just as much weight?
Probably more. So people who have worked with Biden in the past say there's only about four people who are connected to Democrat politics who Biden would listen to. They're all people who are either he considers them peers age-wise or more, you know, more senior than him. She's one of them. She also had this same pressure to leave. She eventually did retire, but, you know, a lot of her career was you're getting too old, it's time to leave, etc. So she knows exactly what he's going through. People say, though, that here Biden has very much defined his career as being a kind of fighting against the naysayers. So rather than pushing him into a corner where he'll seemingly dig his heels in, the Pelosi approach is giving him the grace to make a choice. Looking back now, I think he should have probably said he had pneumonia after the debate and bowed out for health reasons. Now it's going to look like he's in a corner and forced to leave.
We're chatting with Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne about George Clooney calling on President Joe Biden to withdraw from November's election race. And now the president's campaign pointed out that when he attended the fundraiser that George Clooney was at, he'd just arrived, I think, in Los Angeles from Italy, where he'd been at the G7 summit. I mean, I can't have imagined him flying cattle class next to a crying baby. Will that excuse wash with Americans?
I don't think in the sense that they're cumulative. So the White House has said, particularly around the debate, two overseas trips and a cold explains his performance of the debate. Okay. But it's not just the debate. The debate kind of is the, I guess, catalyst for 4 years worth of little things that people have, Democrats have been worried about, now being unable to shy away from because the media won't drop it. If the media stopped reporting on it, perhaps this would go away. 2 weeks on from the debate, though, the media clearly have decided that it is a fait accompli and there's going to be a new candidate because they're not dropping this one story.
Have we seen any polls released since the debate?
Yeah, and there's not real. I mean, yes, he's running something like 6 points below Trump, but not much different to what he was before the debate. Mm. He was behind. That's the whole reason they had a June debate. I mean, normally these don't happen until September at the earliest. Biden's team chose to have that debate in June to reset the narrative in the hope of building some momentum for him. So the idea of, you know, dips in polls, that predates the debate. It's not a cause or a consequence of it.
Now, we know that Trump says a few lies here and there.
Just a few.
But he comes across as strong. So even though he's 78...
No, he comes across as confident in his madness.
Yes, that's right. So, but is that going to resonate, I suppose, more with voters than Biden's, this argument about or this push to have Biden step aside before the election? Like, which one do you think will resonate more with American voters? The confidence in telling lies or the, you know, the stubbornness to not step aside when I'm perhaps not performing that well?
I'm not actually sure either matter in the sense that I think most Americans know how they feel about either candidate already. So put it this way. Let's say you think Biden is performing, you know, like an elderly man. Does that mean you're going to vote for Trump if you've always hated him?
No.
Same deal in reverse. Let's say you voted for Trump, but suddenly he's telling some lies, or now he's been accused of however many crimes. You already voted for him. You knew who this guy was. And the way American politics works, it's basically half the population going either way. There's a very small number of votes up for grabs in some contentious states. They're the people that this needs to matter to, the swinging voters. And I think they're the ones that we need to concentrate on as to which party can sway them. That's the issue here. It's not, I don't think, a numbers game in terms of constantly polling people who already have made up their minds.
Lauren, before we let you go, let's say he does step aside. There's a new candidate for the Democrat Party. What happens to that $30 million that, you know, from the George Clooney fundraiser?
So long as that next candidate is Kamala Harris, because currently the ticket is the Biden-Harris team. Uh-huh. So she can have the money because she's currently on the ticket. If, for whatever reason, they say no to her, it would be very strange if they said no to her, but let's say they did, then the money has to be taken by the Democratic. Well, either it can be refunded to donors or the party takes it, but then the party can't spend it in the same way. There's a whole lot of different obligations regarding taxation. So to get your most bang for your buck, Kamala Harris needs to take that money.
Lauren, get the popcorn. Let's watch it.
Talk to you, no doubt, about the same topic next week. Thanks, Warren.
Thanks, Lauren. That's Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.